Dictionary is what I've got in here. And sometimes I can't find the word I'm trying to spell because I can't spell it well enough to find it.
All right, we were telling Matt, if you had been working, oh, you told me, didn't you? If you've been working real hard all day, you say you're
very tired.
And if somebody, you've been talking about somebody else that's real, real tired, the person might say, I'm completely
worn out.
If a person's been quite well and you hear that suddenly he has a disease, you might say, well, last night she
was here,
or she was well yesterday afternoon, but this morning she was sick. So when she gets sick?
In the night.
All right, would you say she got sick or she took sick?
She was taken sick last night. Rain, that's what I'm
saying. If the person is sick and you'll say, she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
All right. Do you ever use by and by? Somebody will do something in by and by.
In the sweet by and by.
If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say last night he what?
He was well.
What do you get when you
a cold.
And sometimes when we get a cold, it might affect our voice. It might make our voice kind of husky. We might
hoarse.
And when you got a cough or cold, sometimes you sneeze and sometimes you do what to clear your throat?
Cough.
Sometimes somebody might be yawning. And sitting in a chair and the head might drop over, they say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Is there any words you use besides sleepy sometimes?
Boggy. Lazy.
If 6 o'clock happened to be the time that you get up in the morning, you would say to somebody, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I always
get up.
You'd say, if somebody was still asleep and they're supposed to get up, you might say, he's still asleep.
I've got to wake him up.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
If somebody can't hear anything at all, you say that person is
deaf.
If a man began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he blank a lot in the hot sun.
He sweated a lot in the hot sun.
What do you call a sore that comes up, it rises up on your hand, it has white liquid in it? It's what you do to water on the stove in a pan, too.
Boil?
What do you call the
veins.
What do you call the inside part of a bowl on your hand? What develops on the inside of a bowl? The white liquid.
You pick it and it pushes it out and then it gets well.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think what to call it, but I know what you mean.
Would you call it pus or
pus,
matter?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say my hand
swollen.
And if a bee stung you, you might say the bee stung me and my hand did what?
Stung.
No, I'm talking about
swelled up.